Chapter 8. When they had finished eating and drinking, they wanted to go to bed. So they took the young man and led him to the bedroom. Tobiah remembered Raphael's words and brought with him the fish's liver and heart from the sack where he had them and placed them on the embers for the incense. The odor from the fish hindered the demon, and it fled up into the regions of Egypt. Raphael pursued him there, and at once bound him hand and foot with shackles. After the others had gone out and closed the bedroom door, Tobiah arose from bed and said to Sarah,
"My sister, get up, and let us pray and beg our Lord to grant us mercy and deliverance."
She got up, and they began to pray, begging that deliverance might be bestowed upon them. And he began to say,
"Praise be to you, O God of our ancestors, and praise be your name for all ages to come. May the heavens and all your creation praise you forever and ever. You made Adam, and you made his wife Eve to be a helper and support. And from these two, the whole race of men has sprung. You even said, 'It is not good for the man to be alone. Let us make for him a helper like himself.' Now, O Lord, you know that I am taking this kinswoman of mine as a wife, not out of lust, but with sincerity. Grant that she and I may find mercy and grow old together."
They both said,
"Amen."
Amen.
And they went to sleep for the night. Reuel, however, got up and summoned his servants. They went out and dug a grave, for he thought,
"Lest he die, and we become a laughingstock and an object of ridicule."
When they had finished digging the grave, Reuel went into his house, called his wife, and said,
"Send one of the maidservants to go in and see whether he is alive. If he has died, let us bury him without anyone knowing about it."
They dispatched the maidservant. They lit a light and opened the door. And she went in and found them together, sound asleep. The maidservant came out and told them that he was alive and that nothing was wrong. So they praised the God of heaven, saying,
"Praise be to you, O God, with every pure blessing. Let your holy ones and all your creatures praise you throughout all ages."
"Praise be to you, because you have made me glad. It has not turned out as I suspected, and you have dealt with us according to your great mercy."
"Praise be to you, for you have taken pity on two only children."
"Show them mercy and deliverance, Master, and bring their lives to fulfillment with happiness and mercy."
Then he commanded his servants to fill in the grave before dawn would come. Reuel told his wife to bake many loaves of bread. He went to the herd and brought in two steers and four rams and ordered them to be made ready. The servants set about the preparations. Reuel then summoned Tobiah and swore an oath to him and said,
"For 14 days you shall not leave here. You shall stay here eating and drinking with me. And you shall bring joy to my daughter's spirit, which has been so full of sorrow. Take half of all that I own, and carry them with you to the house of your father in good health. The other half will come to you both when I and my wife die. Do not fear, my son. I am your father, and Edna is your mother, and we are as close to you as we are to your wife, from now and forever. So do not fear, my son.